It's minus four and overcast at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Heron. It's been over 24 hours and the 401 is still shut between Mallorytown Road and Reynolds Road. The transport truck driver has been identified. Ian Melville, 45, from Hamilton. He died in hospital. Both directions of the highway remain shut after a 30-vehicle accident. A toxic chemical spill sent 29 to KGH. One man has died, who was Melville. Sterling Rawdon police continue to investigate after a home was entered and eight long guns and a crossbow were stolen on Tuesday. Police Chief Dario Chekin says the guns were secured when the theft happened.
They were in a secure location at the time of the theft.
Chekin could not say how the home was entered, but did add that the black Dodge Ram pickup that was seen at the time was reported by a person that had legitimate reasons to be in the area. Anyone with information is asked to call Sterling Rawdon Police or Crime Stoppers. A public alert has been issued from the Hastings and Prince Edward Public Health Unit over fentanyl. QNET News reporter Rachel Bell has the reaction from Loyalist College.
Drugs laced with fentanyl have been found in our community, and posters have been put up around Loyalist College in hopes of keeping students safe. Lauren Deans, the nurse at Loyalist, explains where the drug has been found so far.
The ones that they have found in the area are with Percocets, and they have Blue Flex in it, and the Blue Flex is fentanyl.
She warns students to be careful, even if drug use is only occasional.
Just know that when you are buying your drugs, you have no idea where they've come from. You have no idea what's in them.
Agnes Finkel, a first-year photojournalism student, has concerns about how big of a problem the drug is becoming.
I'm kind of shocked that they have to actually be publicly warned, so I'm thinking that the problem is way deeper than people realize.
Fentanyl is 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine, and the number of deaths caused by the drug are rising every year. Students should immediately report any suspicious drugs to a support worker they can trust. Rachel Bell, QNET News, Belleville.
This is the first public alert that the health unit has issued on fentanyl. The NDP wants to see some hydro legislation on the table Monday from the Ontario government. NDP leader Andrea Howarth said the Ontarians need details.
Don't come to the legislature just before it rises this summer with a last-minute bill, ultimatums, and no time for committees, experts, and the people of Ontario to take the time they need to examine the bill.
This comes after Premier Wynne announced a 25% hydro bill cut come summer. Howarth says that the Premier has just been keep creating spin and press releases about the discount. She wants to see something done on it before they break June 1st for the summer. The NDP want an alternative plan. They want 30% slash from electricity bills. They claim that Wynne's plan won't give people financial relief for a while. Tensions between Manitoba and the federal government over a healthcare deal. The province said that it's been bullied during healthcare funding negotiations. Manitoba also claiming that the government is using proposed funding, new research facility, as leverage to get the province to ink the health deal. Michael Richard is Manitoba's Deputy Minister of Intergovernmental Affairs, says he's writing the Finance Minister Bill Morneau's Chief of Staff. Richard says the Chief of Staff connected the future of the health deal to $60 million promised in 2015 for a research facility at the National Research Council in Winnipeg. He also claims that this health deal is linked to the Manitoba's position on a national-wide climate change plan. Meanwhile, the federal government is facing heat about a drilling ban up north. A Canadian Kazakh man is allegedly a part of the 2014 Yahoo hack. Toronto police say Karim Bertov, 22, was arrested and passed to the RCMP. They picked him up at the request of the U.S. authorities.
Our job was to locate and arrest one of the people. We did that safely without incident yesterday morning at 8:05 at an address in Ancaster.
Baratov and three others have been charged with conducting a massive cyber hack that grabbed information from 500 million Yahoo accounts. Among the men were two Russian security officers. The U.S. government officially accused Russia today of operating the biggest U.S. cyber attack to date. Immigration advocates went to the Maryland judge today asking for a temporary halt on President Trump's new travel ban. Omar Jawad of the American Civil Liberties Union says Trump's comments also say a lot about why the executive order is in place.
The government has never denied that President Trump's statements do manifest that animus towards a particular religion and towards adherents of that religion.
Trump's new travel ban starts midnight today. It isn't just Maryland. Washington State wants a hearing, and the Hawaii lawsuit is going to court. Hawaiian Attorney General Douglas Chin arrived in a Honolulu federal courtroom today. Chin's lawsuit claims the ban harms Hawaii by highlighting the state's dependence on international travelers, its ethnic diversity, and its welcoming reputation as an Oahu state. No proof yet of Trump's wiretap allegations, says the chair of the House Intelligence Committee today. Devin Nunes, a California congressman, is skeptical.
We don't have any evidence that that took place. And in fact, I don't believe, just in the last week of time, the people we've talked to, I don't think there was an actual tap of Trump Tower.
Nunes said that he is worried that during international surveillance, U.S. citizens' contacts might have gotten out. He added that the committee will be asking FBI Director James Conway about it Monday. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has also called out the FBI director for answers. He says he wants information by today regarding whether a warrant was given to Obama to wiretap Trump Towers during the election. With the uncertainty that Trump has brought, Canada is trying to secure its relation with the states. Germany and France wants Europe to come together. They want a plan that stops people from buying into the Islamic State's propaganda campaign. French Interior Minister Bruno Le Maire, along with his German counterpart, said today that this plan would not replace existing national anti-terrorism plans, but would coincide with them. Officials are concerned, with thousands of young people joining extremist groups, fearing similar attacks to Paris in 2015. Peace talks over Syria. UN Security General Antonio Guterres says peace in Syria is a moral and political imperative that cannot wait as the country's civil war starts its seventh year. In a statement on the war's anniversary, he called for the parties to make the most of a ceasefire that began December 30th and to ensure humanitarian aid can reach needy Syrians. The UN has expressed concern about ceasefire violations and criticized the blocking of humanitarian aid to hundreds of thousands in need. Guterres also urged those with influence over the government and opposition groups to work together to end the conflict. Russia, Turkey, and Iran are guarantors of the ceasefire and have sponsored peace talks in the Kazakh capital. Meanwhile, the Syrian government and opposition are set to meet later this month in a new round of UN-led peace talks in Geneva. That's QNET News on 91X. It is 4:08. Sports is next.
She was charged for driving
offenses. She got charged for public intoxication.
Order. Order in the court.
Curlett and Blodgett Paralegal has arrived and they're ready to serve your legal needs. An affordable alternative to lawyers for many legal matters. Driving offenses, small claims, landlord and tenant, and criminal injury compensation are just some of the issues where Curlett and Blodgett can help you. Call 779-8848. Visit 257 Pinnacle Street, Suite 205. Online at curlettandblodgett.com or follow on Facebook and Instagram.
And in sports, the schedule has not yet been released for the next round of playoffs for the Wellington Dukes. They face the Cobourg Cougars in the second round. Four games in the NHL tonight. Pittsburgh visits Philly. The Red Wings face the Colorado. St. Louis visits Anaheim. Two games tonight in NCAA men's basketball tournament. North Carolina is up against University of California, while the University of Southern California faces Providence College. The Raptors have another night off. They go against the Thunder tomorrow night at the ACC. The Jays will look to bounce back tomorrow afternoon from a spring training loss against the Red Sox again. Tomorrow's game is 107 versus the New York Yankees. A record has been broken in the world's foremost sled dog race, Chuck Silverstein reports.
Reaching the finish line in Nome, Alaska, Mitch Seavey winning his third Iditarod sled dog race, becoming the fastest and oldest champion at age 57 and helping cement his family's position as mushing royalty, bringing his dogs off the frozen Bering Sea after crossing nearly 1,000 miles of Alaska wilderness. He outran his son, defending champion Dallas Seavey, and set a time record of 8 days, 3 hours, 40 minutes, 13 seconds, shaving several hours off the record his son set last year. His first comment over the finish line? Sweet. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Right now, with that wind chill, it feels like minus 11. The snow is tapering off, but the wind will stay steady at 30 kilometers right now through the night. The low tonight will be minus 13. At 4:10, it is minus 4. QNET News, on the air, on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Heron, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5 o'clock.